if it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so glad to have you with us. And, you know, there are a handful of people in all of my travels in media, radio, television, print, publishing, etc., that I can think of that I've genuinely liked as much as a person as my next guest. Todd Starnes, formerly with Fox News for years. In fact, I didn't know who he was until our editor in the commentary section at FoxNews.com, Lynn Jordahl Martin, mentioned his name to me at one point in time. And then for a number of years while he was on Fox, I always just wanted to be a fly on the wall of whatever room he was in, because as someone who embraced his Southern heritage as proudly as anybody I've ever seen, he made his life as a New Yorker at the Fox News Channel for quite some time. He is now host of the very successful Todd Starnes Show. He's heard coast to coast weekdays, noon to three. And if you want to catch that, of course, my bosses would be glad if you logged on to the Salem Podcast Network and subscribed. But he's also got a brand new book out, and we're going to talk about that. And I love the name of it, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. Todd Starnes, welcome back.
Kevin, thank you so much. Always good hanging out with you, sir.
Yeah, well, we've traveled a lot of this media landscape to, you know, it's at maybe different times and similar places and sometimes similar times the same place. You are now you've expanded into a very interesting endeavor. You are now a radio station owner, and you're still doing your broadcasting and your commentaries and the rest of that. But you have relocated from New York back to your hometown of Memphis. What is it like being home? Do you feel sometimes you still miss the ambulance sounds outside your window, the police coming in the middle of the night to do raids on neighbors? I mean, do you miss anything of the big city at all?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Memphis is actually controlled by progressive Democrats that make AOC look like a conservative. And we have one of the highest crime rates of the city. So I would say we probably hear more sirens in Memphis than I did living in Brooklyn, where I lived among the indigenous liberal population for 15 years. And by the way, and gravy means something very different.
Yes.
In the Italian neighborhoods of Brooklyn than it does.
That's true.
That.
And you know what? I love them both. I love the gravy for the biscuits, and I love it on the pasta as well. In fact, I love all of it a little too much. That's my problem. Todd, let's talk about the last time you were with us. I believe you were still living in New York as the pandemic broke out. And as we are on now 16 months later, what are your observations about what the country's dealing with and how they're dealing with it?
Well, I had my last book was called Culture Jihad, and it caused quite a bit of controversy, even at Fox News, when many of the primetime hosts did not want to put me on the air to talk about the book. I was sounding the warning in Culture Jihad that we were on the verge of having a radical transformation in this country. And I realized that's exactly what these people are doing here, these leftists in America. And so I called them culture jihadists. It is a bloodless jihad, but they are literally destroying our culture so they could build some sort of a socialist or communist utopia on the ruins of this great country.
And it is coming true before our very eyes, which is frightening. And I have to wonder, as you were dealing with the kind of rejection of that premise, even from your home network, and as the race riots broke out last summer, and particularly last summer into the fall, and then, of course, the rise of CRT out of the riots, what was going through your head? Like, guys, I couldn't have been more prescient. Like, I tried to tell you.
You know, I lived in downtown Brooklyn off of Flatbush, and there's a hospital. I mean, I was on the 25th floor of a high rise, and I could actually see the Brooklyn Hospital from my apartment. And I would get calls from back home, and they would say, Todd, you've got to get out of the city. You know, they're telling us on the national news that it's, you know, dystopian, you know, society now. The hospitals are overrun. So I went down to the neighborhood hospital, and I did a Facebook Live video. And I showed people, I said, hey, here's what's really going on here. There's no mass hysteria. There's plenty of room in the ER. There are still hospital beds available. My greatest concern was not the pandemic. It was how willing our fellow citizens were to just give away, hand over their civil liberties for the sake of feeling safe.
Yeah, no, and we did. And you know what? They are trying again, Todd, as of, 48 hours ago with new CDC guidance that literally is basically a payoff to the teachers unions. I mean, it is frightening where we are at. Well, thanks for jumping on some of that analysis of the culture, because I'm always interested in your take on those things. But you have written a book that is very different than your cultural commentary. It focuses on daily devotions, and people know that you're a man of faith. In fact, that was one of the things that made your content at Fox News so unique. They knew that you were going to give them a thoroughly biblical Christian viewpoint on the news of the day. But tell me the inspiration behind Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl.
I have a dear friend. Her name is Michelle Cox, and we met at a writing conference. We were teaching a workshop together, and she is from right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And we started talking about maybe writing a book together. And so we came up with this idea of just doing it, putting together a collection of devotions that were centered around country life. And our philosophy is a country is not a geographic location. It's a state of mind. It's this idea that most of us in America have shared values. And so we have some incredibly moving stories and hilarious stories. As a matter of fact, I was at CPAC a couple of weeks ago. I was in the men's room, Kevin. This guy comes up to me. I'm washing my hands. He goes, "Mr. Stearns, I was in bed with my wife the other night." And I'm like, "Do we need to take this conversation out of the bathroom?" He said, "No." He says, "No, she was reading your book, and she was laughing hysterically." He says, "Thank you." And I'm like, "Well, glad to help out there." It is all based on the Gospel of Matthew. Give us this day our daily biscuit. And, we wanted to really convey that fun side of American life in this book. And I do think people need a respite from the chaos of the culture. And yeah. And that's really why I wrote the book.
All right. Friends, I'm intrigued, and I hope you are as well. And congratulations, Todd, because it's on two of the Amazon bestsellers lists. Friends, again, it's called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, Todd Stearns and Michelle Cox, the co-authors. And I love Asheville. I love Memphis. You guys are in a sweet part of the country. Enjoy it and live it up while you can. Meanwhile, we city dwellers, we'll keep pounding the pavement here in New York. Todd, appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And maybe you can help us out with the sequel, Our Daily Bagel, Devotions with a Smear.
As long as you've got New York dirty water to cook it in, you're in good shape. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Todd Stearns, we'll talk again soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.